missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
The Morning Sickness, Brian Jean and Sade.
They have a moniker like the Love Doctor or something. No?
No, you are not the Love Doctor.
That's very
true. You're like the Love Intern.
I'll take it. I'm trying to work up to unpaid intern.
Yeah.
I'm just going to work my way up to that.
Common relationship problems, right? Valentine's Day on Friday. And a guy who has lots of failure in this department.
I'm probably going to have an uneasy feeling for most of this.
Is Scrady. So we'll ask you about some common issues that'll come up, regardless of where you're at in your relationship. Whether you just started dating, whether you've been married for 1,000 years, doesn't matter.
Common
relationship. This one is more for people who have been married or just gotten married. In-laws.
Uh-huh.
How do you deal with the subject of, hey, my mom and dad are coming into town. They're going to stay in the guest bedroom. You need to go in there and move some stuff around.
Can't wait to see them, but I got to warn you, I have a really busy weekend. I'm going to be working a lot this coming weekend. That's how I
will help get things ready for them,
yep.
And you may just not see me a lot while they're here.
I can't wait to see them and be here on Friday night, but on Saturday and Sunday,
I got this and this going on already
that I already had planned. So that's how I handle it. What I did.
How about complaining about things in your relationship to everybody except the person that it involves?
No, yeah,
walking around complaining, telling stories, bitching about it at work, and you're not really doing
it. That's what you guys are for, though. I tell you guys everything.
See, you're supposed to be doing that.
Avoid it at home. Bring it to work.
That's what I do.
I don't think that's right. You're bad-mouthing them to everybody else, but actually to the person that they can do something about.
Asking advice, all right? Asking advice.
Complaining?
Yeah.
How about she comes to you and says, we don't talk anymore. I feel like we've drifted apart.
Let's get divorced. That's how you do it.
What do you think, Shaw? Is that how it goes? Immediately to the big D word?
I don't know if that's a big leap there, but...
She wants the D. This time, I'm going to give it to her.
Yep.
I know what she really wants. Why don't I just give it to her?
Yeah. Common relationship problem solved by the Love Intern over here. Do you have any, Shaw, that you'd like to toss out? Maybe get Scrady's reaction?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I like this one. I was actually talking to some people about this and how you deal with this situation this weekend.
Yeah.
Your name came up a lot, by the way.
Oh, boy.
So it was always fun to tell people, you know, my opinions about you. which are, they're great.
Yeah, I know you have my opinions of me.
But no, the division of chores around the house, right?
Yeah.
Now, is there, do you sit down at the beginning of your relationship when things are getting serious and you say, hey, look, I'm going to do this stuff and you're going to do that stuff? Or is it just you're doing it all and I'm going to be lazy?
No, you kind of have to, split it up. You do. You got it early in the relationship, I think.
Like first date? Like, look, no matter what happens, you're doing all the chick stuff.
Moving in, though.
And some of that stuff just gets figured out.
Like you're going to cook all the fajitas and I'm going to eat all the fajitas.
Right.
That's how it works.
But you got to take care of some of this stuff, right? You got to take care of some of it.
And then at some point you realize, wait a minute, I do 90% of the stuff around here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you can try not to get bitter about that, Shaw.
Right.
And you don't let it affect you.
Try that too, yes.
You know, and it's like the more you feel that way, the more things you do, you add to that list.
Oh, yeah. The internalizing the list. That's not good either, though.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.